And gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you strong, live, and in person. That's right. We're right next to you. Can you tell? Right here on the Global Star Radio Network. I want to thank the Global Star Radio Network, Todd. God bless you, man. You do a great job. BTR. Also, the fine folks there. And, of course, we're on YouTube Live. And I want to thank each and every one of you listening to this broadcast. We had, I'll tell you what, we had a productive day, Joe and I did today. I'll just say this. We met with Colonel Sangari and Commander Kashaba at an undisclosed location. And what we learned, what we saw, let me just say this. There's mass genocide taking place in Syria and Iraq. And it's during the Obama administration, the documents I saw, that Joe saw, I don't know. It took me everything just to not cry. More on that in another time. I want to take you back to July 10th, 2016, 4:19 a.m. Shots ring out in the neighborhood, in the Bloomingdale neighborhood of Washington, D.C. That's right, 4:19 a.m. on July 10th, 2016. Seth Conrad Rich bleeding on the city street there. And shot twice. The shot spotter was alerted the police department to gunfire. The police responded, found Seth Rich. He was conscious. He was alert, although badly wounded. They transferred him to the hospital. He died. He was pronounced dead at 5:57 a.m. So from 4:19 to 5:57, he did struggle for his life. Speaking of struggling, he struggled at the scene, according to police reports. Or, well, according to medical reports, he had hands, knees, and face bruising, which would be suggestive of a altercation of a fight. Seth Rich, for those who don't know, worked with the DNC. He worked on computer programming to assist voters to make it to the polls. Fast forward to this past week. Rod Wheeler is the private investigator. And let me tell you, the private investigator, the realm of private investigators, if you are a good PI, you know other good PIs. If you are, I was going to compare it to the Navy SEALs, but I can't do that. But only to the extent that there's kind of a brotherhood there. All right, the police, like a brotherhood there. You tend to know people. Rod Wheeler is a good private investigator, I believe. And he was working for the Seth Rich family, but not paid by the Seth Rich or the family of Seth Rich. Actually, Fox News commentator Ed Petoskey put the Rich family in touch with Rod Wheeler, who was a former D.C. homicide investigator who was working the unsolved homicide. And this week it stated that the police had not been forthcoming. They haven't been cooperating at all or cooperative at all. And Wheeler stated that he believes that the answer to solving his death lies on the computer, meaning his Seth Rich's computer, which is either at the FBI or the D.C. Police Department. I have not been able to find out where it is. Contacts D.C. police, now it's with the FBI. FBI, now it's with the D.C. police. Not getting a straight story. And that's kind of the long and short of that. Plus, according to, well, WikiLeaks put up a reward for the solution of his murder, as did others. I, just from putting things together, and our guest this hour can, or this segment can certainly inform us of it, but it looks like 150,000 or thereabouts. Bottom line, unsolved homicide, Washington, D.C., suspicious circumstances. And it is believed, and I personally believe this, professionally believe this based on my investigative research and my findings, that it was Seth Rich who did turn over to WikiLeaks 44,053 emails and 17,761 attachments to those emails that span from January 2015 through May 2016. That is my belief, but that's based on my own investigative research and talking with people in the know. One person in the know about this situation and is has a lot of new information. Folks, I want you to listen carefully to this woman. She knows. She has... next to having a veteran seasoned investigator, I would put the journalist right up there. And this woman is a great journalist. Her name is Liz Croken. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a bunch of paper. You know, I did that earlier. I've got like five sheets of paper in front of me. I'm sorry. Liz Croken is our guest, and she's been working on this story for a long time. She's going to have an exclusive coming out here soon, but I'm going to let her talk about it. Liz, without any further ado,
yeah,
here you go.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on. Let me just note that the exclusive that's coming out has already been submitted and that I'm not suicidal. Sadly, these days, reporters feel the need to express that they're not suicidal when they're exposing government corruption and the Clintons. Wow. So anyways, and that's true. I mean, you know, that's to be the case, because it seems that anyone that is covering any kind of major corruption, real serious major corruption, you guys know I've been really active covering the sex trafficking, they end up dying in freak accidents. This has been going on for decades, especially people that revolve around the Clintons, which is why I'm sitting here talking about Seth Rich. But anyways, so just to get that clear, I'm not suicidal. I have no reason to kill myself, and I've been working on this. I've been researching this story since it came out last summer. But the newest revelation, which you laid out so nicely, is that this private investigator, who is Rod Wheeler, he came out within the past few days, and what did he say? He says that there is reason to believe that Seth's murder, I'm sorry, he there's reasons to believe that Seth was behind the release of the WikiLeaks, okay? And as soon as he was, excuse me, as soon as he was, after he said that he believes that Seth was involved with WikiLeaks, he was completely shut out of this case, okay? I have talked to multiple sources that have worked on this, that are involved in this situation, and I'm being told that once that Rod found out that there was a connection, and that there's evidence to prove this, that there's a connection between Seth and WikiLeaks, that he could have been the one that released the emails that basically led to the downfall of the DNC and Hillary Clinton, he has been completely isolated from this case, and he has been dealing with a ton of backlash. Okay?
Backlash from the family, new family spokesman Bob Bauman, who is a Democratic, and correct me if I'm speaking improperly here, but Bauman is a employee of the Brad Bauman. He's a professional Democratic crisis PR consultant with the Pastorum Group, and that is the Seth family spokesman for Seth Rich. And Bauman essentially threw Wheeler under the bus.
Well, yes. So, okay. So he's been dealing with backlash from Bauman, but not just Bauman. He's getting backlash from every direction. My sources are telling me that he is being attacked from different people. He is not being treated poorly from different people. He is being ostracized from people. I mean, he's basically being harassed from all different directions. And what's unfortunate about this is that he's done some really good hard work on this, and Wheeler isn't a political person. He doesn't have an agenda. He genuinely was hired to find out who the murderer was. Like, that was his only goal. And he didn't know where that was going to lead him. And he didn't, I honestly don't even think that he realized all the connections that Seth had to the DNC, to the Clintons. And I don't even know if he realized that there was a possibility that he could have been the person that released the emails to WikiLeaks, all right? So he just, like any good journalist or any good detective or any good investigator, just went where the evidence took him. And after he discovered evidence that would suggest that Seth was indeed at the minimum in contact with WikiLeaks, that's when he was told to back off of this case. That's when he started dealing with a ton of backlash. And yes, some of that backlash did come from the new quote-unquote family spokesperson, who is a crisis manager for the DNC. So for your listeners that don't understand what that means, this person is basically what Olivia Pope is in the TV show Scandal. This person, for a living, is a PR person. This person is a crisis manager. This person is a person that's basically supposed to divert from what the real situation is. Like, these kinds of people, I work in Hollywood, as you guys know, and I cover, you know, Hollywood celebrities and entertainment and that whole business. And if there's something that comes out that you don't want the world to know about regarding a celebrity or a politician, then you distract. You create an illusion. All right? So all of a sudden, the person, the family, was speaking about Seth's murder, you know, months ago, and all of a sudden they've gone silent. And nobody is speaking about his murder. His family, his friends, they've all shut down. They've all been silent. So that within itself is really strange. And people within the Seth circle have been told not to talk to anybody, which is strange because this is a grieving family, and this family has expressed in the past that they just want to find out who killed Seth. They're just interested in getting justice for Seth, getting justice for the family, and finding out who killed him. And Seth's brother even set up a GoFundMe so they could, you know, have resources to investigate who killed his brother. Well, all of a sudden, the family's gone suspiciously silent, and the person that is speaking, quote unquote, for the family works for the DNC. Well, if it is indeed true that Seth Rich was the person that leaked these emails to WikiLeaks, they would be the number one group that has an incentive to silence him and possibly kill him. So why is someone from the DNC all of a sudden the spokesperson for the family? Okay, so let's just take it a little bit further from that. Now, about a year ago, Julian Assange, he did an interview where, and you, like, as you expressed earlier, you said that Julian with WikiLeaks has offered a reward for anyone that can find out who murdered or bring in evidence that could lead to the arrest of whoever murdered Seth Rich. He has taken a very special interest in Seth Rich's murder, and he was point blank asked, was Seth Rich the person that leaked the emails to WikiLeaks, the DNC emails? And Julian did not answer yes or no. And the journalist that asked him this said, well, why even bring Seth Rich up? Like, what are you inferring here? What are you implying? And he said, you know, we don't reveal who our sources are, but it's important for the people in the public to understand the risks that our sources take to get us the information. So, you know, he basically admitted that Seth was involved, that Seth was in contact with WikiLeaks without violating their own policy. All right?
Liz, you know, people would have to be morons not to get that. I mean, really.
I know. It's unbelievable. Now, here's another important aspect of the story, and this kind of relates to what I was talking to your producer, John, about earlier. Now, and I think this is really important, too. So, Rod Wheeler is hired to investigate this on behalf of the family. As soon as he finds out that there's possibly evidence, okay, that suggests that, at the minimum, Seth was in contact with people at WikiLeaks, all of a sudden, within 45 minutes of this story coming out, and it first came out on a local DC network, it's Fox 5, okay? So that's a local DC TV network. Within 45 minutes of this story coming out, what happens? The Washington Post comes out with a story, a fake news story, saying that Donald Trump gave classified information to the Russian foreign minister during his meeting with the Russian foreign minister, okay? This is a classic wag the dog tactic. This is a classic red flag. This is what the Clintons have been doing for years. This is what the deep state's been doing for years. If you want to avoid drawing attention to a huge news story, a crisis, what do? You create an aversion, a diversion, right? So this other story comes out in the Washington Post, and this is all anyone in the corrupt mainstream media is covering. Now, what do we know about the Washington Post? Well, we know that the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, who, after he bought the Washington Post, got a $600 million contract from, nonetheless, the CIA. The Washington Post is nothing but a microphone for the deep state. And it's no coincidence that this story, which completely overshadowed, you know, the new revelations with the Seth Rich murder, came out 45 minutes after news of this, the new revelations, you know, of the Seth Rich murder. And I gotta tell you, the Washington Post story is what ruled the headlines that day and still is, even though there's no proof. On the contrary, every single person that was in that meeting says that Trump did not release classified information. And Vladimir Putin has even offered to release the transcripts from that meeting to prove the Washington Post and the mainstream media is lying. So all of this that went down was nothing but a wag the dog to distract from the bigger story. The real story, the true story, and that's the story revolving around Seth Rich. All of the evidence that I have looked at that's out there, like the factual evidence that is out there, points that this was not a robbery. The police are saying that Seth Rich's murder was a robbery. This was not a robbery. Nothing was stolen, first of all. There's so much misinformation out there. There's so many questions that haven't been answered. The police have been completely evasive. I mean, to this day, again, I've been working on this all week. Sources close to Seth, like people that knew him, that were friends with, there are people that don't even know to this day what hospital he was taken to. They don't even know what hospital he was taken to. Do you know that all of the cops involved in the situation were wearing body cams? And none of them have released the body cams. He was at a bar. The video from the bar hasn't been released. The cops that were first on the scene had body cams. Those haven't been released. And the street that he was shot on, I've called the businesses on that street. None of those videos have been released. Everything's missing. And no one seems to know what's going on. I mean, there's more unanswered questions than answered questions. And these are like basic questions. Why don't we know what hospital he went to? Like, why would that be kept a secret? I mean, there's so much with the story that doesn't make sense, that doesn't Absolutely. Add up. And I gotta tell you guys, and part of the reason why I'm covering this and I'm like passionate about the story is that I truly believe that this story, that this murder revolving around Seth Rich, that this is the Trump card that will have the whole house of cards fall down. I believe that finding the truth revolving around Seth's murder will expose scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. I think it is just opening a huge can of worms, and I think that if and when we find the truth about his murder, we're going to learn 1,000 more truths.
If I can just say this, folks, Liz Croken is our guest, and let me tell you something. I don't know what she knows, but I know what she has told us. And please listen to her. Understand what she's saying, because this Liz has got the biggest, I believe, the biggest story on the planet today. And Liz, you've done a great job. This is your stuff. Your investigative work product. Go ahead.
Yes, and let me tell you something else that, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to come on the show. So I've been working on this for a few days now, and I have a story that's going to come out over the weekend. I've turned it in, and I'm going to come back on Monday and talk, and I'm sure I'll learn more, you know, through the weekend. But I'll be able to come back on and give you guys some more information that I'm learning. But here's another reason why I wanted to come on the show. I've come on the show before and talked to you guys about how I've been blacklisted from certain news outlets for covering sex trafficking. Well, let me tell you, because I freelance for a lot of different publications, I got some really good information on this murder. Some stuff from really good, reliable sources, stuff that is accurate. And I was turned down. There was one outlet in particular that's, you know, a reputable publication. And I was told that...
I won't say the name of that outlet, but when I heard it, Liz, I just, my mouth hit the floor. I mean, my jaw hit the floor.
Yes. And what I'm, and the reason why I'm telling you this, and the reason why people need to know this and it's so important, is because the media is covering this. Okay? The media is not interested in the truth anymore. They don't care. They are covering up for this. And I know that firsthand. I have been told this, and this has happened with me with sex trafficking, and now it's happening again with Seth Rich's murder. There is a cover-up going on, all right? Thankfully, I found a publication that's actually still interested in the truth that's going to publish my content over the weekend. But I am telling you, when I say that the media is covering things up, they are. Because I have been told that firsthand, and this is not the only time that this has happened. Okay, this has been going on for a while, and I've never seen it so bad in my life. Let me tell you something. If you are a journalist and you're uncovering scandals revolving around the DNC and the deep state, forget it. You can get in the food stamp line because you're not going to make any money. You're not going to get hired anywhere. It has gotten that bad. It's like we're living in, you know, like Nazi Germany. I mean, it's insane. You know, it's unbelievable what's going on. And it's like, I go on, you know, I call him Fake Tapper, Jake Tapper's Twitter feed the other night. And someone, I think it was in reference to Sean Hannity. God bless Sean Hannity. He is covering the story. And someone was saying, you know, that the family denied what Rod Wheeler is saying, blah, blah, blah. And Jake Tapper's tweeted, disgusting. No, you're disgusting, Jake Tapper, because you're putting out lies. And you're disgusting, Jake Tapper, because you didn't know that the family spokesperson works for the DNC. And the biggest suspect here in this case would be the DNC. If indeed Seth was the person that leaked the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. I mean, hello?
And
it's
Liz,
not rocket science here.
I don't know if you saw this, Liz, but on a number of forums, internet forums, and even some mainstream sites, Fox put the story up earlier this week, but on Twitter too, there have been the bans and posts removed from a whole host of internet forum sites pertaining to information about Seth Rich's murder. Free Republic, all these different internet forums out there, and I'm not sure if Free Republic itself was one of the ones removing them. I'm pretty sure Democratic Underground was doing it also, but this is the biggest story in the news this week. And as you said,
and Liz, by the way, Liz has got this by the tail.
Yeah, the totality of evidence, the missing details in the police report, the missing body cam footage, the missing laptops, the refusal to look at the evidence, you know, and the motives. As to, you know, the DNC, when you have the police, basically, the judge reported the police were told to basically stand down in the investigation. And when you have people, you know, wanting to pursue a legitimate avenue of investigation, with the DNC and the possibility of him being, you know, the leaker to WikiLeaks with over 44,000 emails, and the police refuse to look at it. I mean, there's so many red flags with this investigation. It's obvious to anybody who's paying attention that something's not right here.
Yes, and you're right. And, you know, when I come back on Monday, I'm going to have more information about the police standing down. Let me tell you, I have asked more questions than some police officers have that were investigating this case, okay? And all I had to do was make a few phone calls. How sad is that?
Yeah.
There is so much corruption going on revolving around this. And it involves members in the authority. I would say it involves the DNC. And it also involves the media, okay? It's crazy. I mean, it's driving me insane. There is so much that hasn't been looked into. There's so much evidence that there was a cover-up, that the authorities aren't doing their jobs. You know, there's so many red flags with this DNC spokesperson, you know. And by the way, why didn't, so let's get this straight. Seth Rich worked for the DNC. Why aren't they offering a reward? He was one of their own.
Yeah.
You notice that they're the only group that's not, there are so many journalists out there that are offering rewards, like Mike Cernovich is, George Webb is, and then you have Julian Assange offering a reward, but the DNC? And another thing that I should note too, that I found, I mean, gosh, this just screamed, when I first read this, this just, again, as someone that's a journalist and someone that's worked with publicists and managers and, you know, people that, whose job it is to create smoke and mirrors for a living for politicians and celebrities, I just was like, wow, this is just screams like red flag. In one of the statements that this crisis manager that's now the spokesperson for the family said, I'm going to quote him here. He said, even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interactions, as emails can be altered, and we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so. Okay, so it's like he's the spokesperson for this family, and instead of saying, you know, we're interested in any evidence that could help solve this murder, he's saying, well, just in case there's some evidence that comes out that suggests X, Y, and Z, which obviously would be suggest that he was in communication with WikiLeaks, he's saying, don't believe it.
Right.
This reminds me of when Chris Cuomo from CNN went on CNN and lied to his viewers and said, we're allowed to read WikiLeaks, but you can't. You, the viewer, you, the public, you're not allowed to. It's illegal.
Yep.
Okay? And the fact that he said this, to me, just screams like red flag. It screams like they are anticipating this evidence to come out. So they're trying to get ahead of it, and they're trying to spin it before it comes out to say, okay, if emails do come out suggesting that Seth was in communication with WikiLeaks, you know what? Don't believe it, because it's easy to fake emails or doctor emails, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's actually not true, because WikiLeaks has a 100% accuracy rate, first of all, number one. And number two, there are, I'm not a tech expert by any means, but there are ways to prove the authenticity of emails. I do know that.
Built into the verbose headers, yes. The verbose headers of the emails do timestamp, and the handshakes, electronic handshakes can be traced.
And for folks who missed it, what Chris Cuomo of CNN said in reference to the John Podesta emails, he says this. Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents, Cuomo says. It's different for the media. So everything you're learning about this, you're learning from us.
Yes, so he's basically saying, like, you can only, like, don't search for the truth on your own. Just trust what we say, even though they're fake news. And it's illegal to do your own investigations, and it's illegal to read these emails. Lie, 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 lie. But in terms of these emails, you know, this Bauman guy saying that, oh, if an email comes out, it could be doctored, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's think about that. All the emails that were released via WikiLeaks, how many people lost their jobs because of those emails? Donna Brazil, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And why did they lose their jobs? Because the emails were legit. They were real. You know what I mean? They weren't doctored.
Absolutely.
If they were doctored, then they wouldn't have lost their jobs. Okay? So, you know, the DNC, just their statements alone, to me, in my belief, it screams guilty, 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 guilty. And this family, I mean, it appears that this DNC crisis manager has completely hijacked this family's voice, okay? And I know from my firsthand experience exposing corruption with the DNC and the Clintons, I know how they operate. And they use thug tactics, okay, to silence people, to intimidate people, to get people to shut up. They use horrendous thug tactics. So who knows what is going on behind the scenes? But I guarantee you that this family is more concerned about finding justice for their son than they are doing PR for the DNC, which is basically what their quote-unquote family spokesperson is doing.
Amen, Liz. And you really laid this out nicely and really prepared the audience for your upcoming article. Do you want to tell people where they might be looking for that, or is that not?
Yeah, no, I could. It's going to be posted on WorldNet Daily sometime over the weekend. I just started freelancing for them, and they do really good investigative pieces, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm still working on setting up my own blog so I can continue doing work exposing sex trafficking without having to worry about censorship. And before I sign off, there's just one more thing I want to mention.
Sure.
Okay. Like I said earlier, and this is my opinion, this is my belief, there's no one's telling me this information, but I truly do believe this. And I usually, the reason why I've been able to be successful as a journalist is because I go off of my intuition. I do believe that this story involving Seth Rich's murder really is that wild card that could bring the whole house down, which is why there is just such a panic from so many different forces to silence people exposing this, such as Rod Wheeler, and there is a cover-up in the media, and there's flat-out publications that won't even cover this, which I learned from first-hand experience, all right? Now, I believe that this is the key to unlock so many more crimes that have been committed by the deep state, the Clintons, and the DNC, okay? And you guys know that my passion is sex trafficking, and it is exposing the sex trafficking that is going on at the hands of our government, the CIA, and involving the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, and other entities in the United States, okay? I believe that this story could lead to the unraveling of other scandals and crimes that will shed light on sex trafficking. And there's two things that happened this week that I wanted to mention revolving around sex trafficking, getting my stories mixed up. Ivanka Trump tweeted about human trafficking this week, and President Trump talked about human trafficking during his speech in front of the Coast Guard, and he said that human trafficking is the biggest problem plaguing the world right now, okay? Silence from the media, virtual silence. President Obama says the biggest problem facing the world today, the biggest problem, bigger than ISIS, is climate change, and that's all anybody in the MSM is talking about. Trump says that human trafficking is the biggest problem facing the world today. Nothing. I didn't even know about it for a while because nobody was talking about it. So I believe the fact that Ivanka tweeted about this week and that President Trump mentioned this in his speech is a really good thing, and it's a really good sign because they are on top of this and they know what's going on. And I also believe they know everything that's going on revolving around Seth Rich's murder. And I believe that we are getting closer to the truth.
You know, Liz, folks, this is Liz Croken, and she is one fearless, gutsy, tenacious, persistent journalist. She's on, as far as I'm concerned, on the biggest story on the planet today, and also taking care of business with respect to sex trafficking. Absolutely riveting, Liz. And I just can't wait for your piece to come out this weekend on WorldNet Daily. We will link to it. We will promote it on social networking. We also, our audience, will keep you in prayer for your safety and for your further endeavors, you know, investigations. But I have to tell you, Liz, from what I know, what I've seen, your investigative work product is second to none. And thank you for all you do. I'll give you another minute. We skipped the network break, so another minute's yours. Close it out, if you like.
Okay, cool. Well, no, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for having me on and, like, give me a platform when so many people, you know, have been censoring. I don't even want to say specifically me, but they've just been censoring these important topics. And, you know, I've been covering Clinton corruption since I was a kid. I mean, since I was a teenager. And that was 2 decades ago. And there has been so many mysterious deaths surrounding the Clintons. I mean, it's in the hundreds at this point. And so many people have been intimidated. So many people have been silenced. So much has been covered up. So many murders, crimes, corruptions, now the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the organ harvesting. I mean, it never, ever ends. And I feel that we finally have a chance to get some justice for some of the things that have been done, you know, via the Clintons, via our corrupt government, via the corrupt rogue members, you know, authority members, politicians, etc. And I just really want to encourage the public to stay on the story. And I mean, at the minimum, what people can do is they can talk about it. They can tweet about it. They can tweet the president. They can tweet, you know, local officials. You can tweet, you know, members of Congress, senators. Keep this story alive, okay? Keep it alive on Facebook. Keep it alive on Twitter, because the mainstream media won't. So people need to keep talking about it. They need to keep tweeting about it. They need to demand that we get answers for Seth Rich's murder. We need to demand that we get answers for all this craziness going on. Because if we don't keep this story alive, it's our duty, because the people in power are not doing the right thing. I know that for a fact. I can attest to that. Okay, I can prove that. Okay, and the media is not doing their jobs either. So we need the public to get angry. You know, righteous has to have righteous anger, and to channel that anger into change, into, you know, activity. And, you know, just simply tweeting about it helps. It draws attention to it. So, you know, I hope that, you know, I know you guys will stay in the story, but I hope that people, you know, will continue to tweet about this, talk about this, and don't let this story die, because there's been too many lives that have been lost. There's been too many horrible things that have happened. There's been too much corruption that has happened, and there's been no justice. And it's like, we finally have a president that I believe will do the right thing. We finally have an attorney general that I believe will do the right thing, but we need to demand answers, and we need to support them. So keep talking about it, keep tweeting about it, and definitely keep praying.
Amen, Liz. Thank you so very much for your update on this. And again, we're 100% behind you. If you need anything from us, investigative resources-wise, certainly we will be glad to help you. And but I'll tell you something. You're really knocking it out of the park. You are. And folks, Liz Croken, the real deal. Fearless indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, you guys. Have a great rest of the show, and I'll check back in with you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
You too, Liz.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, folks. Liz Croken, and we're behind her on 100%. She's a fearless young lady, and she's got a tiger by the tail in this story. She really does. This is the most important story that is the link in that chain that could break free the truth about what's really taking place, the Russian narrative. We skipped the network break. Thank you so much, Todd and Global Star Radio Network, for accommodating us. Let's bring Ted Brower on, healthmasters.com. And I just want to thank Ted for his patience as we went through this story, this report. I mean, you talk about it's very significant. Now, I did there is a PI perspective on the Seth Rich murder. And also another, I think, a 4 or 5 minute video that I did as well, outlining some of the points on our video channel. Also, please, folks, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It raises elevates our visibility. Also, click on the bell there for new notifications on videos, if that is what you so desire. But please, please, I ask that if you're listening to this via YouTube, please subscribe, or any platform, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way we can keep in touch. And the larger the numbers, and they're already playing with our numbers, so the larger the numbers there, the more difficult it's going to be to keep us under the radar of the people that need to know the truth. Just give me a thumbs up when, give us a thumbs up. Okay, Ted's on. Ted's on.
Ted, hey, Joe.
Are you there? Hey, brother.
I'm here, buddy. Man, what an incredible interview with Liz. I enjoyed listening to her. She's very on point with Seth Rich. This is the deep state in action. This is the media in collusion with the deep state, which, of course, is owned by the deep state. We know the CIA has been controlling the media for many, many, many decades through their funding, through the Exchange Stability Fund, and through the international banking, criminal banking cartel, I should say. So she's dead on point. They're covering this up. We all know that it was a hit. We all know that he was killed because of the WikiLeaks. I mean, all of this information is out there now. And to make the hospital basically, you know, a secret, and to make how he died a secret, and all these other crazy things, and no body cams, Doug and Joe, I've been reporting on this for the past week. And it's been a major, major cover-up is what it is. Because they don't want the truth to come out, because the same thing happened a few days, a week or so before what happened with Hillary before the election, when all the Podesta emails came out and they opened up the investigation again on Hillary. These people, these Clintons, are career criminals, and they're involved in every manner of corruption. And quite frankly, I was really hoping they would go away when Trump became president, but it doesn't seem like they just want to fade quietly into the sunset. They seem like they want to continue to have their wreak their havoc on the American population. But of course, this happened with Seth Rich. That was months and months ago, you know, in the middle of all the campaigns. So sadly, his parents are probably scared to death, and they've probably already been threatened as far as what happened to Seth is going to happen to you. So it's sad to me that these people in the media continue to collude and cover this stuff up, Doug and Joe.
You know, Ted, and folks, Ted Brewer's got a show, Ted in Austin, every day right here on the Global Star Radio Network. You tune into his show, because Ted's been covering this as well, and you have, this whole thing, and by the way, Ted, with respect to this particular homicide, unsolved homicide, and I've worked unsolved homicides as a private investigator, the family, it's hard to even describe the mindset of the family when they have to turn to a PI in order to work a parallel case with the police department. And you've got to take that into account. But in this case, the family is being victimized not twice, you know, once by the murder of Seth, the second time by the media and by the police department, but three times. This by the errant, in my view, errant family spokesman that's going out and throwing Rod Wheeler under the bus. So yeah, but your coverage of this and other topics, we're so thankful for it. Healthmasters.com, folks. Ted, go ahead.
I got another email in today, Doug, another source, but I'm not sure. I haven't vetted it yet. And it was actually a person who was an attendant in the hospital when Seth died. But I'm not going to go into that because I haven't vetted the source. But needless to say, there were some very strange things happening in the hospital also. So it's very interesting to me that this thing has not made media coverage. But think about this. Years ago, I did a show with Kathy Fountain on it was a CBS station, Channel 13, back. Oh gosh, or in the early 90s, and I did it on the top 10 foods never to eat. And I'll never forget, we had a 37% market share of 13 Tampa Bay counties with this one show that I had done. Huge, huge, huge response. But then what happened is the media came in and said that, you know, we were not going to allow you to come back on and do another show with her if you talk about aspartame or certain compounds in the food that can be linked to different diseases. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And they said, no, we're going to censor you. So I was censored by the media, by Channel 13. I was told by the producer I could not discuss these things. Well, then right after that, they did another show. It's called the Investigators, and they actually did a show on the bovine growth hormone, which we'll talk about in detail in a few moments. And what happened with the bovine growth hormone? They did a whole show on it, and it was censored because Monsanto came in and their legal department said they were going to be sued if they released the information on bovine growth hormone, which is causing some of the top allergens in America today with milk products. So we're going to cover all of that stuff in detail tonight. Plus, we're also going to go into this sex trafficking that Liz was talking about. She did such a good job on talking about that too. I know that's her passion, and how the human organs are being trafficked. And a lot of this is being done for childhood ritual sacrifice. Doug, you know that. Joe, you know that. And we're going to talk about how these elite, these weirdos, how they do these children's sacrifices tonight, and how they actually extract energy from these sacrifices. We're going to go into detail on that tonight. So we've got an interesting show coming up. And of course, we'll cover our normal health topics also. But guys, thanks for having me on tonight. Anything else you want to talk about as far as with Seth Rich, Doug, or Joe?
Well, you know, we can go wherever you want to. I mean, the Seth Rich stuff is, in my opinion, you know, one of the most important stories that we have in the news this week. But at the same time, people are looking into it or trying to dig up the information. And just the whole thing that's going on with the media, the family.
If I can add to this, Joe, not to interrupt again. Ted, I was surprised when I heard the names of the outlets, the internet outlets, supposedly conservative, supposedly for the truth, that would not carry Liz's findings. Okay, now, that's not to say we, of course, why didn't she publish on us? Now, she's making a living as a journalist. Oh, we don't pay for stories. We can't pay. We can't afford it. So, of course, she's going to go. But when I saw the list, I couldn't believe it, Ted. Where are the guts? What is happening to not just the media, but the new media? What is happening?
Well, what's happened, Doug and Joe, and you guys know it as well as I do, the deep state has long tentacles. This giant vampire octopus squid has come in now, and they've defunded a lot of the alternative media by delisting their websites and delisting their search engines and delisting all of the things that they're generating revenue with. And a lot of people who are in the alternative media have seen a massive, massive loss of revenue stream. And when that happens, they start to capitulate, and they want to get back in graces with the deep state. And so that's why you always have to ask yourself a simple question. Why is it that so many alternative media outlets, why do they not report the truth? Months ago, you and I, we broke the story on what was going on in the White House with Jared Kushner and Soros. This back in February. And nobody else would touch it, Doug. Nobody. We broke it on your show back in February because I had seen an article that Chuck Baldwin had written concerning Soros and Kushner and this unholy entanglement that they're involved in as far as with cadre developments. And we broke it on your network, and we broke it on your show. And when I asked you about it, I said, yeah, sure, go ahead, Ted, talk about it. Because you weren't concerned about what was going to happen as far as blowback. So many people, including alternative talk show hosts that I talked to about this, wouldn't touch the story back in February. In fact, I have one friend of mine who's a nationally known TV evangelist. If I gave you his name, you would know exactly who he is. And he basically, I sent him a text on this information when I was digging it out, and he told me, he sent back to me in capital letters in the text, don't touch this story, stay away from this story, this is fake news, don't get involved in this. And guys, here's the thing, as alternative news personnel or practitioners or reporters or whatever you want to call us, we have to tell the truth. We have to vet our stories, and we have to come in, and we have to do the best we possibly can to give the people the information they need to hear. And if we don't do that, then what happens is we're no different than the mainstream media. I know there was another woman, her name was Deborah Tavares. She was going around talking about all the different types of programs that NASA was involved with, which, of course, we know they're involved with Singularity University and also with DARPA. And all of a sudden, she just became strangely silent. I don't know what happened to her. I haven't heard from her now in several years. And the craziest thing about all of this stuff is that's how they take people out. When you start getting too large of a national footprint, when you start getting too many people listening to you, they find ways either through coming after you legally or saying that you did certain things or having them come and have a little talk with you, and they scare you. And this is what's happened with a lot of the alternative news practitioners. I mean, Gorse, you have to ask yourself a simple question. If you're not going to tell the people the truth and you're going to capitulate and you're going to basically be silenced by the deep state, then who in the world is going to be out there to tell everybody the truth, Doug? That's why I love your show so much. That's why I love Dave Hodges' show and Sheila's show. And that's why so many people listen to my show every day, because we're not going to do that. That's why I like Steve Quayle so much, because we're all sticking to him and Paul McGuire and all these other people that you have on your show on a regular basis, because we're the ones that are out there. We're like the tip of the spear right now, and we're not allowing this silence to come over us. And it's sad to me that, we have to go ahead and continually, reassure the listeners that we're going to be here for them in the future, because so many people have dropped the ball now and simply walked away. That's why I urge all of you to support alternative media, support Dave Hodges, support Sheila's show. It's like Doug said, when you have more people who subscribe to your channel or more pay-per-views that you get on YouTube and the click counts and all the things that happen, we end up getting more revenue from that, and it allows us to do what we do and to stay in business. I urge you now to go to the Hagmann website and give Doug $4 or $5 or $10 or $100 or $1,000 and make it a PayPal account and just fund him. And fund all of these other alternative media people. I mean, the people who order multiple vitamins from us. It helps to fund our our show and what we do. Because guys, if the alternative media is silenced, with the Rothschild banking cartel through their interlocking corporate directorships and stock purchases who control 95% either directly or indirectly of all media globally now, if they're allowed to continue the Sabbatean tradition of what they do as far as manipulation of the entire news stories and not allow the people to know the truth, we're going to have more and more and more of this mess that's going on in the United States. The alternative media is only a small section, but the thing about it is, we were a small enough section that got big enough, Doug, that we helped to get Donald Trump elected, because people finally realized that we had to do something, that if we allowed our country to go down this slippery slope to hell, we weren't going to be able to retrieve it or get it back for the next generation. And guys, we can't let up the pressure now. The Trump movement is not something that we did for Donald Trump. It is a movement that we as the patriots and the nationalists of the United States did for the United States of America, and we have to dislodge the deep state, the CIA, and all of these different alphabet agencies from control. Because, you know, I've told you guys this many times, and I'll say it again. We have given our authority to the United States government through our electoral process. Now, that electoral process through the Diebold election machines now has been terribly, terribly compromised, including the these people being compromised in Congress through pedophilia, through prostitution, through drugs, and all the things they have them on videotape doing. They do what they're told to do now. They're basically lapdogs on a choke chain. But what we need to understand is that if we don't continue to tell the people the truth about what's happening, it's not going to change. But the government has given this information over to the military to control, which has been involved in huge spraying events all over us with chemtrails for the last 60, 70 years of these experiments they're doing on us. Then this has been compromised and been given over to the CIA. And the CIA, they, of course, go to their wizards and their warlocks and their Sabbateans and their witchcraft and all the weird stuff those guys are involved in. Now, you think, well, that sounds like weird. It sounds like it's weird to me, too. These bunch of sickos is what they are. And they've given this thing over to basically Lucifer. That's how the whole thing breaks down. And now they're trying to connect us with a D-Wave computer that's going to connect us directly into an interdimensional interface with this demon. And this is the craziest thing. This is exactly what these things did to us back in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought of every man was evil all of the time. And we've got to stand against that. They tell us what they're going to do before they do it, and we have to either capitulate or we have to say, no, I'm not going to allow you to do that to us. And the more of us that stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow you to do this to us, the more of us are going to realize, hey, we're not going to go quietly into the night. Let me give you something interesting statistic that I learned today. I didn't even know this one. You always wonder, why in the world are they allowed to spray us like this and do this to us? They've conducted hundreds of biochemical warfare experiments on the population of the United States since the 40s and 50s, all the way back with the nuclear stuff that they were doing. And this chemtrail, this planetary geoengineering, which we're going to go into detail in the next hour about what they're doing and how they're doing it to us, it's basically simply creating data points based on government tests. Simply, everybody who gets sick from chemtrails is a data point as far as these guys are concerned. Back in the 70s, they sprayed San Francisco with basically a germ warfare product, sprayed bacteria, and they caused sickness, and one person died. Well, what happened is they finally realized that they had a problem with one of these guys, had an attorney who was like a son-in-law or a son, and he sued the federal government. And Judge Conte's verdict was handed down on May the 20th, 1981. And here's what it was found was this. They found in favor of the government who had sprayed biologicals on a population that was completely unaware of what was going on. And here's what the judge said. The Army has been entitled to spray the population without consent under the discretionary function exemption in the Federal Tort Claims Act. In other words, as long as they were doing experiments and not making a law, they could do whatever they darn wanted to do. This man then appealed this to the U.S. Appeals Court and lost, and then he appealed it to the Supreme Court with similar response. And this is crazy. They even sprayed whooping cough germs over Tampa Bay, infecting people from all over Tampa Bay with whooping cough. And see, now they're actually saying they're going to do this same type of experiment, and they're releasing it over Tucson. I mean, we are living in a petri dish being controlled by these weirdos and these CIA guys. And the thing about it is, Doug, is that this is why they're allowed to spray us with the chemtrails. This is why they're allowed to continue to do this. If you go to Geoengineering Watch with Dane Whittington, you can go into detail. He knows a lot more about all of this stuff than I do, except for the biologicals. I know a lot more about that than he does. But the crazy thing is this. If we allow these guys to continue to do this to us, Doug, they are literally terraforming the planet. And the reason they're doing that is they're trying to connect us into their smart grids. They're smart because they want to tie us together with what they're doing from an electrochemical standpoint. And we've gone into detail on that on your shows in the past, and how they're tying our central nervous system in using basically barium and strontium to create receiving sending units from our basically biology and our DNA, which is essentially a step-up transformer Tesla coil. And so this is some crazy stuff that these guys are involved into, but this is their goal, Doug. Their goal is to silence the media, which they've already silenced the media. Their next goal will be to silence the independent media, and that's why we need to pray for Liz. I continue to pray for you guys on an ongoing basis, and I thank my listeners all of the time for praying for me and for our show, because if we do not continue to stand firm in the truth, Doug, who in the world's going to be out there to tell anybody what's going on? We'll simply be sliding down this slippery slope of global tyranny by this new world satanic order as quickly as they can make it possible. What do you guys think?
Amen. I mean, there it is, in a nutshell.
I mean, we see the evil, you know, constantly increasing, and the rabid behavior in the political world and all sectors of our country. And not only are we seeing this, you know, continue to increase, we're seeing the media and our society and culture embrace and promote, you know, this sickness, this moral sickness. And it, you know, it makes you wonder how much longer till just everybody goes off the deep end.
Well, remember what it said in Genesis chapter 6, Joe. Every thought of every man was evil all the time. This is the same thing they had done thousands of years ago in Genesis chapter 6. It's the same thing these entities have done. They set up basically an entire planetary control grid that was being done through the use of pyramids, human sacrifice, ley lines, magnetic ley lines, fields, all of this stuff to control the energy field around the planet, which they feed off of. Now, I'll go into detail on that in just a second. And what happened is when God caused the flood to come and the Earth continent split apart, it shut down their electronic grid system, and they were no longer functioning. They no longer worked. And when that happened, they basically lost control of everything they were doing to the people on the planet, including all of the genetic manipulation that they had done. That's what these entities do.
Let's stop right there, Ted. We're coming right up against the break. And we'll pick up there where we left off, folks. You're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer on this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Healthmasters.com is the website. Healthmasters.com. Go there, check it out. All the nutritional and vitamin supplements you will need. And we're going to get into more into that later with Dr. Ted Brewer on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greenovative.com, that's greenovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can. For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.